Silence.
Oppenheimer.
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Pride Radio!
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 136 of Nerd Pride Radio. 136, 1% of the population has an IQ of 136 or higher. Not bad on that entry from Ronster, but what about you, Master? What you got? Well, 136 kilohertz band is the lowest frequency band that amateur radio operators are allowed to transmit on. Ooh, nice. See, very nerdy. Ronster, rebuttal? Ooh, 136 is the number of times I was told, may the fourth be with you this week. Ooh, ding, 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 ding. We have a winner! Because how many times did people have to tell me, may the fourth be with you this week? I mean, it's nice. You know, it's cool. It's nerdy. I'm glad. We had a woman who retired a couple of months ago. No, 6 months ago. And she had to call the office and get a hold of me just to tell me, may the fourth be with you. On May 4th. So, she's been gone, retired. She won the lottery. She won $1 million. And plus she was, you know, 65. But she won $1 million. She retired. She's gone. She's out of there. But she had to make sure she called me on May 4th. That's how many times I heard that this week. So, ask me how I'm doing today. Go on. Ask me. I am awesome. My name is Mike Jones. I am a D&D/Pathfinder nerd, a history nerd, sci-fi nerd, comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd. Plus, there's like 7 other kinds of nerd. I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to haver on about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my skull anymore. My co-hosts this week, Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. All right. First up, MetaTalk.
Oppenheimer!
Yeah, MetaTalk is where I open the kimono a little bit, talk about the podcast, the website, stuff going on behind the scenes. Just letting you know, maybe there'll be a podcast next week. Maybe there won't. My son, Aiden, who is right here.
Sorry.
Is graduating next week. And so my parents will be in from out of town and we have the big graduation party and there's lots of stuff going on. And so maybe I'll have a podcast next week. Maybe I won't. It depends on how things are going. My guess is my parents are taking off Sunday. So Sunday evening, I'm probably wide open. And I took Monday off. So I could even stay up late like I'm doing tonight. I could stay up late to record next Sunday because, you know, I got the next Monday off. So I'm guessing there will be one. But, man, I hate to make promises that I can't live up to because it's going to be a long week and I'm going to be really tired by then. So we'll see what happens. All right. Enough of that. It's time to get into the meticulously plotted portion of this podcast. This is the time for me when I talk about whatever's been on my mind for the last week. If something strikes me as interesting during the course of my busy week, I add it to my master list, and then the best stuff off of that list gets spewed out all over you guys every week when I record. You lucky dogs. My son is over here mouthing the words as we go and doing the same hand gestures that I do, because I do the exact same thing every week. You guys can't see the hand gestures, but if you could, you'd be really impressed that Aiden's so good at them. So let me check out my master list. I'm not going to do them by categories this week because this is going to be a short podcast. I'm recording late, and again, it's going to be a busy week. So I am just going to do a quick one tonight and just to say hi, and then we'll see what happens. All right. In fact, here's my prediction. Ready? Ready? 32 minutes long. All right. So you guys already have the recording in your hand. How did I do? Was I close? Was I close? 32 minutes. I'm pretty sure.
You went over.
All right. First off, how often does that happen? How often do I ever go over time?
Almost
never.
Every time.
Never. All right. First off, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my wife. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, who I already talked to today, but she is awesome. And happy Mother's Day to – do we have any other mothers listening? Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth's a mom. I don't know how many other mothers I have listening to my podcast, but I know those three for sure. So happy Mother's Day, guys. I hope you had a good day. I mean, obviously, you're listening to this on Monday morning, but, you know, I'm recording it. It's midnight. It just turned to midnight. Good. I said happy Mother's Day while it was still Mother's Day.
Jeez, you're recording on Monday? What is wrong with you?
And now it's all done. All right, so we're good. Happy Mother's Day. Next up, my thumbs. All right.
I'm sorry, what?
My thumbs.
Is this really a topic of – oh, right, okay. Had to think about it for a second. Now I know you're talking about.
Right, my thumbs. You're going to have to get closer to the mic if you're going to talk. Whoa. I need to set up with more than one mic, don't I? Anyway, here's the deal. About a week ago, my left thumb – started hurting, like, really badly. Like, I thought I jammed it or sprained it or something, because it was just really sore. And every now and then, you know, you'd go lift something or grab something, you hit it at just the right angle, and suddenly you're in terrible pain. So something's wrong with my thumb, and I can't find my wrist brace, thumb brace thing that I have. So I was just taking it easy on that thumb. And after about a day and a half, 2 days of taking it easy and not using that thumb very much, my other thumb starts to hurt. Okay, now I didn't jam it. Now it's something else going on, because otherwise why would both of my thumbs hurt at the same time? What an amazing coincidence. And then I realized, oh, that's right. A week and a half ago, I finally put a security lock on my phone. So now every time I open my phone, which is, you know, like 200 times a day, I have this whole little complex pattern I have to trace out on the little dots there.
136, the amount of times Mike opens his phone in a day.
That's about right. And so sadly, I am such a giant wuss that putting a security lock on my phone hurt my thumb. And so when I decided to take it easy, it then hurt my other thumb, because I still have to open my phone 200 times a day. So that's what a pansy I am. But it's starting to get better now. They're both feeling a lot better. So clearly all this extra exercise has built up my thumbs. And I think I'm going to be okay. I know you guys were worried. I think I'm going to be fine. All right, that's my thumbs. All right, next up, I just had occasion to tell this story somewhere else, and I thought I would bring it to you guys. I've talked a lot about my previous podcast, The Animal Cast, that I did with my brother back when we had animalball.com as our site. And it was on another website, Steve. Steve went ahead and he made a joke, but it wasn't clear that it was a joke, and so some people got upset with him, and he's like, you know, but isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious that I'm joking? I mean, I thought this one was pretty clear. And so I had to tell my story that, yeah, you know what? You would think that there are jokes that are so obvious that no one could possibly take you seriously. But my brother and I discovered that no, that's not true, because once, well, all right, let me give you the background. My brother wrote a game called Sandbox Hill. And Sandbox Hill is a set of rules so that you can play war games with your little green army men, and you just set them up in the backyard, and he's got, you know, rules for smashing them with hammers and shooting them with rubber bands, and there's a ruler and there's a way to measure things out, and it's actually really cool, and there's all sorts of bonus rules that go with it, but it's an awesome, awesome game. All right, and so when we had Animal Ball, Animal Cast, we were selling games on our website, and then later we were just giving them away for free, and Sandbox Hill was one of those. And one of the other things we did was my brother would do ridiculous press releases on a regular basis, stuff that would just draw attention. That was all it was for. And so we discovered that H.G. Wells, the H.G. Wells, had 100 years ago written a game called H.G. Wells. Are you raising your hand to ask who H.G. Wells is?
Yeah.
Author of The Time Machine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A very famous sci-fi author. All right, so the H.G. Wells, 100 years ago or so, wrote a game called Little Wars. And his game, Little Wars, was to take your little tin soldiers, because they didn't have green army men back then, to take your tin soldiers into your backyard, and here were your rules for playing out war games with them. It's the exact same concept. So our press release stated that we were consulting lawyers in an effort to sue the estate of H.G. Wells, because clearly the similarities between these two games are too great, and obviously H.G. Wells used his time machine to travel forward in time, steal our idea, and take it back and publish it before we had a chance. That was our plan. That's the press release. That is so ludicrous that there's no way anyone could take that seriously. As it turns out, we were so wrong.
Did the estate of H.G. Wells send you a letter?
Oh, no. Look, if we could have gotten a cease and desist letter from the estate of H.G. Wells, that would have been brilliant and beautiful, but that didn't happen, no. Or if we ever could have gotten a cease and desist letter from J.K. Rowling. That was another one that we were hoping for. Never got that either. No, we had angry, angry people posting up comments on our press releases, sending us angry emails, trying to explain to us that we were complete idiots and that there's no way that this idea was stolen from us and that, I mean, like they took us seriously. They took us seriously. I mean, look, there's other ones that we did where I see where people took us seriously. I get it, all right? There's lots of stuff that we did that was goofy. But that one, then there was the one where we had been selling games at our website, and then we decided that, you know what, selling games was a lot of work, and when you sell a game for $4, $5 a shot, you know, unless you're willing to go out and do a whole bunch of promotion and a bunch of, you know, you have to go to conventions and you have to, you know, do all this extra work, and we both had families and jobs and other stuff going on. So, if you're not willing to do all that work, you wind up selling your game for $5 a piece, and, you know, 20 people wind up seeing your game. Or, alternately, you just give it away for free and thousands of people see your game. And to us, we thought, no, we, you know, skip the $50. We would much rather have everybody seeing our games and playing them. That would be much better. So when it came time to just start giving away our games, we made a press release. And in the press release, we explained that we were giving away all of our games for free. And that, yes, we would lose money per purchase, but we would make it back up in volume. It's an old joke. It's an obvious joke. All right.
I've heard the story like 100 times.
And yet we still had, there was one in particular. It was a podcast where the people on the podcast were reading off press releases from the gaming news site. And when they got to ours, they were just flabbergasted. They're like, wow. Well, they say here they're going to make it up in volume. I don't understand how that's going to work. I mean, they were like genuinely baffled, as if, and clearly they must have recognized our mistake in quotes there, and were just trying to be nice and not call us idiots on the air because they didn't recognize we were joking. And so it's like, well, boy, good luck to them. Seriously? Yeah. So yeah, the lesson is no, unless you specifically say I'm joking, there's always going to be someone out there, and probably several someones, who are going to think you're serious every time. All right, that's my H.G. Wells story. Last of all, Slither.
Oh, here we go.
Slither.io. If you go to Slither.io on the web, you will find Slither, and it's a spectacular game. It's a massively multiplayer online game of Snake, and you come out as a snake and you wind up eating energy pellets on this 2D board, and you have a lot of freedom of movement, and you're playing on a board with anywhere from 350 to 650 other people. Those are the ranges of numbers I've seen so far. And you have a ton of people all on the same board, and you start off 10 units long, and if you do really, really well, I've seen people up to 50,000 units long, and I'm sure it gets even bigger than that. And it's just a ton of fun. And you wind up going around eating pellets, and the fastest way to grow is when someone else dies, their body turns into energy pellets that then, you know, so if that guy was 800 long, he dies and leaves 800 worth of pellets there. If you eat it, that's how much you grow. And so people go around trying to kill each other, because if your head runs into the side of another snake, you die. There you go. Simple, simple rules. And even, you know, any size snake can be threatened by any other size snake. So, anyway, it's fun. It's exciting. If you want to go play it, slither.io, it's very addictive. My problem is, I think I've lost my brother to it. Kyle, ever since Slither was introduced, he started slowly fading out. His presence just became less and less until now. I think he's finally just plain gone. I mean, I can taunt him. I can do all sorts of stuff, and he's gone. And now I hear from friends of his who have seen him, coworkers, they tell me that he's actually set up his computer to connect to the big screen TV in his house, and now him and his children are playing Slither tournaments at home. And so he's locked in deep. And so, all right, so the reason I bring this up, Kyle, I don't know if you're still listening to podcasts. I don't know how deep you are in this, but if you're listening to this, it's time to come back to us, buddy. We miss you. I mean, look, we're all here because we care about you, all right? And I think you need to look at how this is impacting everyone else. It's been a long time. I don't know if you realize how long you've been gone, but seriously, dude, it's been a while. I mean, look, President Trump has finally been impeached.
Thank goodness.
I know. After a year and a half of the hearings.
Threats of nuclear war?
Right. Well, that's only because, once he resigned, and obviously Vice President Amorosa had to step up to become the new president, Amorosa is finally getting us out of the Caribbean war. We've finally started disarming. Things are looking up. Things are good. They're better. Come back to us, Kyle. We miss you. Okay. And that is the end of the meticulously plotted portion of this podcast. Look at this. 15 minutes. I am dead on, man. We're doing great here.
I thought I'd make you do like 20 pot-o-matics.
Well, no. It's past your bedtime, isn't it?
No.
Oh, that's right. You're an adult. I forgot. Damn it. Yeah, I have two children who get to vote this year. That's crazy, right? Absolutely crazy.
For our first time.
I know. So, now it's time for the pot. Enough. O-matic. You can't take up too much of my time, dude. So we're trying to keep this to 32 minutes, remember? You can't go, all right, I'm sorry, I've hurt his feelings now. I'm a jerk. All right, anyway, I just hit the Pod-O-Matic, so hot dog, this is the Nerd Pride Radio Pod-O-Matic. At the end of every cast, I bring out R2 and his fully pimped out Pod-O-Matic bubble, and he rolls up random topics for me to talk about. And where do these topics come from, you ask? Well, that is where you come in. If you want to hear me haver on about something, you send your question or topic to me by email, or better yet, in a private message on my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. I will add it to my Pod-O-Matic list. Pod-O-Matic is about whatever you want it to be. You know, you could do this.
I could.
Maybe next episode that we record together, I'll let you just do all the bumper stuff because you're really good at it. All right. Anyway, our first number, hold on, let me get the list pulled up, is 54. 54 comes from somebody? Anybody? Oh, it's from Bueller. No, it's from my brother Kyle.
Bueller.
Oh, it's like he's actually here with me. This is so sweet. Hey, Kyle.
Except he's absent. Just like Bueller.
Right. Kyle says, on the October 20th, 2015 episode, you made three bold predictions. One, Star Wars 7 would not be the biggest opening weekend ever for a movie. Oh. Two, Donald Trump will drop out of the race during the 2015 calendar year and stop wearing a toupee.
Ooh.
Oh. Three, you will announce that you will win the lottery. Not the main jackpot, but in the 1 to 4 million range. How did those things turn out? Okay. Hey, wait, before I answer this question, I have an announcement to make. I've won the lottery. Not the full jackpot, guys, but yeah, 2 million. I mean, that's good, right? 2 million.
Somewhere that says in the 1 to 4 million range.
Well, yeah. How about that? So there, I've announced it.
Doesn't mean it has to be true, but he announced it.
Yeah. So, how did my predictions turn out? Well, yeah. Oh, dude. Bad. Star Wars 7 is, in fact, the biggest opening weekend ever for a movie.
How could you predict it would not be?
I was trying to be bold. Donald Trump dropped out of the race during the 2015 calendar year. God, no. Not only that, he's doing better than ever.
And still wearing a toupee.
He's the presumptive winner. This is terrible. Terrible. My predictive powers, are way off base. I'm sorry. Let's get to something happy. But on the other hand, I did announce that I won the lottery. That's all we need. 53. All right. And I know it's right next door. We just did 54, but this time I actually watched the dice flip over and still land on the five again. So we'll call that one fair. This one's from Zimny. Zim says, if you were a Microsoft Office program, which one would you be?
Straight up PowerPoint.
You think so?
I'd be PowerPoint, yeah.
Okay, why?
Because I'm not very user-friendly.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Let's see. If I were going to be... I would be... you know what? I was going to say I'd be OneNote for much the same reason. OneNote, look, it looks like it's capable of so much. It really does. I mean, there's so much promise in OneNote. So many things you can do. So many ways you can go with this. And yet, it always just seems a little bit disorganized and jumbled. I mean, yeah, it's great. There's all sorts of stuff there, but man, getting it to actually produce what you need? Ugh, that's a chore, isn't it?
What is OneNote?
OneNote is a program literally for just taking notes. You can kind of copy-paste anything into it, and it gives you organizations of there's tabs across the top and tabs across the side, and there's, you know, so you can – there's just lots of ways of organizing your notes into little hierarchical things. And I use it a little bit at work, but it's not nearly as useful as you'd want it to be. I mean, a lot of times, boy, an Excel spreadsheet would have just done really nicely for what that is. So,
all yeah, right.
Tough to say. 99. We're all the way at the bottom. And that is from, there it is. It's from Kyle again, as if he were actually here. Kyle says, Prince Namor is just underwater Dr. Doom, right? And they were both Fantastic Four villains. How lame is that? And is it true that at one point Namor cut the wings off of his feet and became North Star from Alpha Flight? Is that true? Namor's the worst. Okay. Yeah, you know what? All right, Namor and North Star do in fact have the same eyes and haircut. However, North Star from Alpha Flight, Namor? Or you need me to start with Namor. Is that where we're going?
I need you to start with the whole everything part.
All right. Namor the Submariner.
Oh, okay, I got it. I know what you mean.
He's the Marvel version of Aquaman.
Yeah, I got it. I know what you're talking about. Except he's the Submariner. I know right. Exactly what you're talking about.
Nothing but a green Speedo.
Yeah.
All right.
Didn't he come first?
Yes, and he actually technically came first. North Star, Alpha Flight is a team of Canadian heroes.
So they just apologize a lot?
They are Canadian heroes who are actually funded by the Canadian government, at least originally. And North Star and his twin sister, Aurora, were super speedsters. They had superpowers together, and then she went through some process to remove her mutant. She's no longer a mutant, but still had superpowers. I don't understand. I barely remember any of that. North Star was also, I believe, one of the first openly gay main heroes in any comic book, I think. So, significant in that sense. So, basically what I'm saying is that yes, Namor is horrible, yes. But, I mean, seriously, Kyle, you're just going to call him gay? Is that, like, it's an insult? How homophobic of you? Are you not ashamed of yourself? Is this what Slither has done to you? You've regressed this far?
All right, no. Question. Is he better or worse than Aquaman?
Oh, Aquaman's way better. Aiden's going to bed in just 2 minutes here.
9 minutes by your estimation.
Well, yeah, but you don't need to be here for the closing. You just need to be here for the Podomatic.
I guess.
Yeah, see, exactly. 39. 39 is from... Clicky, 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 click. There we go. It's from Kaz. Kaz says, idleness. What is your opinion of on idle web games? I play them from time to time until I get all the achievements.
I can't stand them.
What's an idle web game?
It's the kind of game where you set it up. It's like Cookie Clicker. You click the cookie like 10 times until you can buy a button that clicks it for you.
Oh.
And then you wait. And then you can buy more stuff to click for you even more.
Okay. Yeah, I don't play any of those games, so yeah, I got nothing on any of that. That doesn't, the concept of it doesn't appeal to me. I've seen my kids play them. And again, it just doesn't appeal to me. It seems so mindless. I mean, I get, like with Cookie Clicker, I mean, I followed what Aiden was doing enough to realize that, okay, yeah, there is some bit of work to go into, you know, getting the achievements, and then you arrange the, I don't know, your various technologies or your various bonuses or whatever they are to basically create cookies for you at the fastest possible rate. Maybe there's some combination there. Maybe there's a pattern to it. I have no idea.
Nope. The bigger the number, the more cookies. There's no science to it.
Okay. See, mindless. So yeah, it doesn't appeal to me. Sorry. But I've never tried them. Maybe if I tried them, I mean, I do lots of mindless things that I really enjoy. So maybe if I tried it out, I would like it, but I'm not gonna. So there you go. All right. That is the end of the Pod-O-Matic. And that means there's nothing left but have GLaDOS give you a recap of this episode, and then we'll do some credits.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk. My bumper music was non-existent this week. You want instructions on making your own pocket mod? I didn't even bring up the pocket mod, but pocketmod.com if you wanted it. If you want to do something nice for my podcast, please recommend it to your friends. If you enjoy this podcast, please spread the word. Let other people enjoy it. Remember, I'm always looking for you listeners to do my work for me, just like Ronster and Master did for the opening. Don't forget to send me questions and topics for the Pod-O-Matic. Watch out every week on the forums and Facebook for listener betrayal. And if you have a really interesting nerd fact, as Ronster and Master did, about upcoming episode numbers, you send them to me. Save me all of that grueling research. My contact info, mike@nerdprideradio.com, @nerdprideradio on Twitter, facebook.com/nerdprideradio. But to be totally honest, the very best way to talk to me is come sign up for my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. Sign up there. Send me a message. We will hang out together. We will become best friends in the world. We'll have fun. You know what? That didn't seem very sincere. I was kind of on autopilot through that last part of it. So seriously. NerdPrideRadio.com/nerds. You sign up there. You send me a message. We will hang out together. We will become best friends in the world. We'll have fun. Yeah, that was better. Now it's time for listener betrayal. At the beginning of every podcast, I go out and I post up on my website and out on Facebook, and I let them know that I'm recording. And then whatever you guys post there, I read off at the end of the recording every single week. So I've already been to my website. There was nothing there, which, you know, again, I record late. That's what I get. I'm not. But look at that. I do have something on Facebook. So that is awesome. Looks like it may just be Nelly, but that's cool. Hey, Nelly, thank you for showing up. Oh, so nice to know I've got someone paying attention to me at this hour of night. I mean, again, my own fault for starting late. Let me start. Hold on. I'm trying to say done so I can close this out, but it just won't get there for me. Well, I'll start reading off her comment anyway, and then we'll worry about fixing the rest of this later. Nelly says, I'm still here. Good evening. I hope. Oh, and that's right. I keep forgetting that she's a couple hours behind us, too. So not nearly so late for her. Good evening. I hope all is well. Gen Con just released their list of events, and registration starts on Sunday. Will you be having a look at it? Any particular events you're particularly hyped about? You know what? That's a good question. I'm actually going to be looking at that this week. But I don't know what I want to do yet. I mean, look, I know I want to go to the Concert Against Humanity again, but that's not actually in the official events. And I know I want to go down to the testing grounds, whatever that room was where they were doing playtests of stuff. I know I want to do some of that. But again, you know, that's something that I don't necessarily have to schedule a time for, because they've got lots of times and I can kind of work it in among other stuff. But this last time, I mean, as much as I enjoyed sitting in on certain games and had a good time playing, I also really just enjoyed running around and just finding stuff. I mean, seriously, Nelly, you were awesome at just finding places where we could fit in and introducing us to new people. And you know, like when we sat down and we played Diplomacy for a while, And it was just a matter of, I don't even remember which one of us, I don't know if it was Pat or if it was Stan or I can't remember who it was. But, you know, we looked in the room, we're like, oh, we should try that out. We should really go in there. And there was no room and we had no tickets for it, but you know, someone went and talked to the event organizers and they like squeezed in an extra table for us and sat us all down and got us playing. And it was really awesome. So, I mean, there might be stuff I sign up for. I have no idea. Do I want to go to Killer Breakfast this year? I've never been to Killer Breakfast, and it comes highly recommended. So I might. I haven't really thought too much about it. I just know that, look, if anything catches my eye, you know, obviously I can get in on that. But also, if nothing catches my eye, that's fine too, because I can have a whole ton of fun just running around and kind of doing things spur of the moment too. I'm really not worried about it. So hold on. Let me done. Close this out. So, yeah, I got nothing else on that. Like I say, I'm just really looking forward to being there. That's all that really matters to me. I'm really looking forward to this trip. It's going to be a good time. I know Pat's going. I believe Sarah Beth's going. In fact, I know she is. And I hope Eliahad's going again. He keeps saying he is, but oh man, he's a cellist and his schedule is so sporadic and apparently he needs to make money too. And he's got to take gigs where he can get them. So hopefully, fingers crossed, hopefully we all show up again. And it would be cool to see everybody come back. If Zen and Stan want to stop by, that would be awesome. Or even Talvin. Talvin, you're close enough to stop by, aren't you? I can't ever remember where everybody lives. Kaz? Oh. Kaz, you could make it down. Well, maybe not. I mean, you still got two kids, and you got the. It's because it's a little bit further for you, isn't it? I don't remember. Oh well, doesn't make any difference. However many of you people show up, I want to hang out with you. If you're going to be at Gen Con this year, get in touch with me and let me know because I want to hang out with you. I want to meet everybody. You guys are awesome, so awesome. Anyway, that's the end of the show. Enough of this gushing. Oh, look at this, and right about 32 minutes. Of course, kind of cheating that I called it. And I can sit here and watch the time. Once I take everything out, maybe we'll be a little bit short, but close enough. Anyway, you guys are awesome. This has been a great time. Say goodnight, R2. And goodnight to all you guys. I love everybody. It's been a great time. Hopefully I'm back next week. We'll see how it goes. And happy Mother's Day, and congratulations to Aiden on finally graduating. Awesome, awesome. Bye.